Once again, we're reading about promise and fulfillment. This beautiful passage from Isaiah 35, a promise. You see, where God is, there is always life. Where God is, there's always joy. Where God is, there's always healing. Because he's life. And so we have this text. I was thinking, when this was being read, I was thinking of, oh, the joy, the life, the exuberance, when fervent Christians are really together. You know, there's a, I don't know where I saw this. It must have been on the computer, I guess. But it was, yes, it was. There's a community of Poor Clare sisters that are booming. I mean, instead of having 12 or 15 like they're supposed to, they got about 40 or 50, you know. 140. Something's going on there, you know. And you sense their joy. Their, now, are they all free from sin? No. Are they all in perfect health? No. Are they all in transforming union and know God? No. They're on their way. But the presence of God is strong there. And they work hard at loving each other. And that's the key. That's the key. And so, this promise, huh? Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not. Hear it? Do you think that God can so strengthen our hearts that no matter what happens, we won't be afraid and we'll be joyful? Do you think he can do that? Yeah. So what's the problem? You see, well, our poor faith, of course our poor faith, we'll have lousy faith till we die. But it's God who comes. See, that's this promise. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. And what are the signs of that? The eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, the lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. Now that last one, the tongue of the mute, the word in Greek is mogilolon, lalon. And you remember that story in St. Mark of the man who couldn't speak and he was deaf. And he was described as mogilolon on purpose. So that at least for those who read the Old Testament in Greek, they would get it. Here's the promise. Everything that's promised, this mogilalon is going to speak. You see? And so we have this promise that what makes beatitude is God. What makes for happiness is God. What makes for security and health is God. And when God is present, all these things are present. And the witness is overwhelming, which is exactly what Isaiah is prophesying here, right? So, it's a question of believing and loving. That's all. And expecting the Lord will do all this. Streams will birth forth in the desert and rivers in the steppes. It's so. It is for those with a journey to make. Anybody here have a journey to make? You bet. So this highway is for us. Right? I am the way, he says. You see? It's a journey to make. Do we get tired? Do we get discouraged? Do we get sick? Do we get, yeah, sure. touch the Lord's greatness and the Lord's power. You see, that's why. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Those words, as you probably note, the letter to the Hebrews just takes those words right out and says to the Christians, you know, strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Oh, I'll never make it. You know, baloney. You'll make it. Because the Lord in His mercy is overwhelming. That's why. And so you see, that's why every day we go to Him. And we talk to Him. And we learn from Him. And the witness, until the Lord comes and ends history, the witness is that all of this takes place in human beings, human bodies that get sick and die, you know, human beings that are limited in their understanding and in their emotions. All of this takes place there. Joy. Rejoicing. Peace. A deep healing that spreads out to the body. This is not just for heaven, but the fulfillment of it will be heaven. And then, you see, they will meet with joy and gladness, sorrow and mourning will flee. It's those kind of lines that St. Thomas says. You see, we have that in icon, but we don't have the fullness yet. That's for heaven. But we have the icon of it. We have it. And that's the whole point of Advent, isn't it? We have it, and we want to have it more, not just for ourselves, for heaven's sakes. There's 6 billion whatever people out there. It's for them. He loves them. Pray to share in the Father's heart. I wish I could explain that. Father, He covers everything with mercy because He's so strong, so clear, so powerful that His most outstanding accomplishment is mercy.